With the crops off, the question comes up for what we can do in the fields now. The answer to that is a fall application of potash. There are many benefits to doing a fall application. Potash has a low risk of leaching, meaning it will stay available in the soil solution for the plant this spring. Putting the potash on in fall will also help it move into the soil better, especially in no-till fields. Fall potash is also beneficial in chisel-plowed fields after application because it moves the fertilizer to half of the chisel depth. As well, the weather this fall has been dry so far, allowing easy access through the fields. Applying potash now will also allow you and Countryside Cooperative more time to get the spreading completed because of the shorter waiting list. Phosphorus fertilization is about improving soil conditions, not fertilizing the crop. Contact your local Countryside Cooperative agronomist in Milltown, New Richmond, Ellsworth, Durand, Osseo, and Wamundy.
The gang's all here with us. We have Brent Wink, Mark Hagedorn, and myself. The only one who's missing is Mr. Bosold, but he will join us next week. So, Mr. Brent Wink, what's all going on with our Countryside Update program?
Well, first off this morning, just a huge congratulations to Mr. Bosold, who's down in Kansas City, probably not up yet, but on his induction into the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Rumors I'm hearing is that his acceptance speech was even longer than Brett Favre's acceptance speech when he got inducted into the Hall of Fame. It just went on for hours and hours and hours, but we'll have to confirm that with Bob. And I see that he got a drink named after him.
That's what I had heard, but I have not heard about his acceptance speech. He kind of kept that low key from us for a while.
All right. Well, hopefully we are all in the thank yous and as they're dragging him off the stage for rambling on too long.
Oh, I hope so.
Oscars and things. But so congratulations to Bob on a well-deserved award. But we're kind of nearing the end of harvest, so this morning I thought I'd kind of wrap up some of the stuff that we're seeing. I've got 2 weeks left here. My program runs through the Friday before deer hunting, so a lot of our yield results are in. People can go on to answerplot.com. That's answerplot.com. Has a lot of the yield data from all the plots across the United States, and you're able to sort those by national data. You're able to sort that by regional data. The four brands of seed that the cooperatives are selling and a competitor that we have in the answer plots. And you're able to kind of sift through that and start making some analyzations. And the data points that we get out of those plots with the replications that we have extremely narrow LSDs that give a quite reliable data, and you're able to kind of sort by soil type and see some of those things firsthand. But to just kind of recap a couple of them relevant to our area, the 95-day trial zone, the national averages was 247 bushel tops, and that was cropland 38.99. DeKalb 46.79 was 246. And then DeKalb 46.36 and cropland 36.11 were 243. But when I looked at like the local data, for instance, our Menominee answer plot out there at Procnos, the 38.99 was actually about 4 to 5 bushel better. So as I kind of look, it's kind of interesting to see this year especially, it looks like our regional data around here is exceeding our national data. Obviously, the incredible yields just keep pouring in. Then I went over to the group 1.5 soybeans and just looked at where that stacked up. And in the 1.5 maturity zone on soybeans, cropland 1572s topped the national data at 76 bushel, followed by cropland 1856s at 75 and Asgrow 1636s at 74. There's also the corn silage data in there. You're able to kind of sort that by starch levels and NDFDs and whatever, obviously by yields as well. So I just encourage people, they can go out, look at answerplot.com. That's available to any growers or any individuals. The agronomists at the cooperatives get a little bit more data and a little bit different data as well that they can share with you as well. So kind of that time of year to start analyzing how things worked and planning for next year.
Sounds good, Brent. That's Brent Wink with our Countryside Update program. We'll have to hear next week. You have to give Bob a hard time on his acceptance speech.
I will. I'll do that. And I'm expecting maybe a few goodies, Mark. It is my last week next week. So if you could bring me in a little snack or a little thank you or a gift card, whatever you're thinking is adequate, appropriate, I'll take it.
It is now 6 o'clock this Friday morning, Veterans Day. Thank you to all the men and women who have served or are serving our country.